In which case, we now move on to planning application 15/01150. It's an outline permission. We'll pause for a moment, councillors, whilst a few people clear the site. We move on to 15/01150. This is an outline for Crackstakes, 10 Lane, Little Clacton. And over to the officer.
Thank you. Yep, this is an outline planning application with all matters reserved for one dwelling. So members are just considering the principle of development for a single dwelling. The site is currently a touring caravan site for tent and one caravan pitch. This is the application site here, and the applicant also owns the land shown in blue. You have one immediate neighbour, and then you can see that the site is quite... This is the site here. The site is quite isolated from the settlements. The application is identical to one that was refused in May under delegated powers. It's been resubmitted and called into committee by the local member. The reason for refusal is identical to that refused in May, and it relates to the fact that the site is outside the saved and draft settlement boundary. It's completely isolated from any centre of population. So you can see you've got Little Clacton down here, and there's no public footpaths along this stretch, as you can see here. So it's not somewhere where anybody's likely to walk, and there aren't services in close proximity. The nearest convenience store is 1,500 metres away. The main facilities in the centre of Little Clacton are 2,740 metres away. So anybody that lived in that property would be reliant on the private car, so it's not socially sustainable. The report takes you through the other issues. There's no objection from highways. There'll be no landscape impact. As you can see, the site is quite well screened. It's also got the neighbouring dwelling here. Dwelling would sit on the site without a serious landscape harm. The existing buildings on the site would be demolished. So the objection to the proposal solely relates to its unsustainable location and the fact that occupants would be reliant on the private car, which is contrary to national and local planning policy. So the application is recommended for refusal in the same manner that it was refused in May. Thank you.
Thank you very much. For Parish Speaker, Councillor M. Reid. Is Councillor Reid here? He is. Good. Right, sir, welcome. You've got 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Planning Committee. I'm representing Little Clacton Parish Council as requested by Chairman Councillor Cutting, who has a prior engagement. The application 15/1150/OUT is permission to demolish existing buildings and erect one detached dwelling, therefore no increase of footprint of existing building. It is a brownfield site, licensed by the Camping and Caravan Club. A recent appeal decision on the 23rd of June 2015 allowed permission for two dwellings at 2 St Osyth Road, Little Clacton, noted that saved policy QL1 of the local plan restricting development outside development boundaries was out of date due to the absence of a 5-year housing land supply. The NPPF states that there should be a presumption of approval. The Parish Council recommended that you give this application favourable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And now the ward councillor, Councillor Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening. I'm the district councillor for Little Clacton, where Crackstakes Farm is situated. Although I did not attend the site visit, I am conversant with the site. The first important point is that it is a brownfield site which does not employ anyone. This is just the type of building we need to make up the numbers to prevent unpopular large estates, which we are all aware are descending upon the area. The plan will hardly impinge on the local scene, as it is next to another dwelling on the edge of the village. I've had drops in my eyes and I'm having a little bit of difficulty reading this. There are no objections from either the parish council or the neighbours. It has been stated that the property would be unsustainable. However, I for one would like to, and be very happy to live there in that location. It is only a few minutes' walk from Thorpe Station and not that far from village shops. It was just stated a few minutes ago that it was 1,500 yards. I see no problem. I've been to Africa. African children walk 5 miles to school. The main services are connected with the absence of sewerage, but which they have their own sewerage supply. I urge you to allow this application to go forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And now the applicant, Miss Clark. I think she is here. Welcome, Miss Clark, and I know your experience with these things, so you've got 3 minutes. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Planning Committee, I am applying for permission to demolish existing buildings and to erect one detached dwelling. Therefore, there's no increase of footprint of existing buildings. What is this site? It is a brownfield site, licensed by the Camping and Caravan Club. Why do I need to do it? The main building suffers very seriously from subsidence and therefore is unsuitable for renovation. Sustainability. I put in my application the appeal decision reference 15-3005245. It clarified the role of sustainability under the NPPF. The inspector emphasised the importance of bus and rail services. This site is ideal, being 5 minutes walk to the bus route and 14 minutes walk, or 4 minutes on a bike, to Thorpe Rail Station. And 1 mile, only 1 mile, and I put the picture in my application, from primary and secondary schools in Thorpe Lisoken. And that, by the way, is the nearest established settlement to this site. And also it has doctors and shops. And also there's a shop within walking distance. Services. Mains water, mains electricity and a private sewerage system. Tan Lane is lighted from Harridge Road, the B1414. The support. It is very gratifying that there are no objections to my application, rather the reverse. I have received support from Ward Councillor M. Brown, he called this application in, Little Clacton Parish Council, and my neighbours at Twin Waters. In fact, committee, my application ticks all the boxes that you have to fill. Please give my application your favourable consideration. Thank you. And also, I would like to emphasise that the village, the SAVE policy QL1, said by the inspector on the appeal decision, the 23rd of June 2015, was invalid because there is no 5-year housing supply and it's out of date. And he recommended that planning should be granted, and it was granted at 2 St Osyth Road, Little Clacton. Thank you for listening.
Right, that's an equal number.